I think it's really important to grow your own food, not only just because of the mental health reasons and physical health. Like, it really helps your own body and, like, you to be more connected in the space that you are. My name's Claire Holden. I use they, them pronouns. I am currently a senior at UNR studying environmental science with a minor in geotechnology. I work as the assistant farm manager at the Desert Farming Initiative, which is UNR's campus organic farm. And I love gardening. I think it reminds people how difficult it is to grow food, especially in the desert or like kind of deserted areas. It's super important just to understand that farm workers work extremely hard, I think. And it's just a really good way to connect with your ecosystem around you, connect with the indigenous people around you because they have so much knowledge on native plants, growing food, being stewards for the environment. Being an environmental science major, climate change really makes you think too much, I think. It's definitely making the winters drier, which affects, especially in Reno, it affects the snowpack, which like affects our water system. Last winter was like pretty mild. That we had like a couple big weird snowstorms, but it wasn't really as intense, I think, as it has been in years past, which is gonna affect summer. It's gonna make fire season a lot worse, which makes it hard for people who work outside. Just working on a farm in the middle of Nevada summer is very difficult. You have to really be on top of staying hydrated. Heat stroke is like a very real possibility when you work outside for like 8 hours. Definitely makes you question a lot of things about your life as you're like picking vegetables in 100 degree heat. You have lots of time to think about every decision you have ever made. Climate change definitely like has like affected me wanting to continue working outside for the entirety of my life. Like, I really love working on a farm and I love working outside. Like, I've had several other jobs that have been like majority of like me being outside, which is great. But we are still like trying to use climate smart practices as we are in a desert, trying not to overuse water. It's like hard for us to even meet some of our quotas sometimes, and we provide food to a lot of different places. We work with Fallon Food Hub and some restaurants in town, especially in Reno. When it gets to be really hot and maybe our plants didn't get like enough water in that day because we are trying to find that like happy medium, you know, there's not always like an overabundance of things that we can like really feed the community with, which is definitely a big challenge for us. I think everybody should have access to food. I'm very passionate about food sovereignty, and we could make a step in like an even better direction of something that would like not only fill people's stomachs, but make them feel really good.